Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. The Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, we are all to serve Him, and we are all to go through Him to get to our Father in heaven. And you know, there's been so many of us that have never really learned to go to the Father in prayer. And yet we are told in His Word to pray to the Father. But how? We are to do that in Jesus' name. Because you see, we go through Him. He died on the cross for you and I. And He is in heaven right now, interceding for us to help keep us straight. Now, we know that He sent back the Holy Spirit to us to give us guidance and to give us the authority and the power and the strength to be able to walk in righteousness, to make heaven our home. Well, this morning, we're going to be in chapter 14. But let us go to the Father now in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, Father, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward and be with us, to open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to this Your Word, Father. And may He give us knowledge this morning that we haven't received before even, Father. But bring back to our remembrance those things in which we need, Father, that we have forgotten to use. Now, walk with us through this study this morning and give us the guidance that we need. And I ask this in the sweet precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Now, here in chapter 14 in Romans, in verse 1, it says, him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful dispensation. Disputation. In other words, we don't dispute with him and argue with him and all of this. We are to receive him, to help him along the way. Two, for one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Three, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God has received him. Who art thou that judgeth another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. And you know, my Bible, for those first three verses, gives this for us. It says, the weak in faith, the weak brother is sick with reference to the faith. And the contention of which Paul speaks is over things that in themselves are morally indifferent. The weak brother attributes a moral value to them, and feels he must abstain from certain practices that are in fact not sinful in themselves. The strong brother is to take the weak brother to himself with tenderness, not to doubtful disputation. The strong brother is not to split hairs with the weak brother in receiving people with diverse convictions in questionable areas. Receive them tenderly. Recognize their different convictions or practice and let them alone. And then it goes on to say, see 1 Corinthians 8 for discussion as to why the eating of meat was a problem for some in the early church. Now, if we turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, and we come down here to actually verse 8, we find this. But let's back up here to verse 7. Howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. Now, 8. But meat commendeth us not to God, for neither if we eat are we better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. 9. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee which has knowledge sit at meat in the idol temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be embroiled to eat those things which are offered to idols? You see, he was talking here about those that will associate with ones that really are idol worship, and whether they sit down to eat with them or not, whether it'll hurt them or it won't hurt them. Now, it goes on and says, and though thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. But when you sin so against the brother and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. And you see, it's not as much that situation as it is in how we handle things. And that should give us all a good idea. You know, those that will, that are weaker and don't know any better, that will hurt you, and they do it even purposely. We don't repay them by trying to do the same back to them, or even something that would be even a little worse. And this is what most do today. They want to think of some way I can get even with them. No. We are to speak God's word with them. We are to love them. And we are to keep them in our prayers, praying for them that they will eventually wake up, quit sleeping in the ways of this world, and come to a knowledge of knowing that they need the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they will go to him and repent and accept him and bring him into their lives, placing their faith and trust in him, and begin that walk in righteousness that will lead them to heaven as their home. That's what's supposed to be. But you and I both know that in this day and time, things don't seem to work like they ought to work, do they? And I'm talking about in our churches. Because our churches has grown weak and weak and weak and weak. They're accepting things that they should never have let in the front door. But they have accepted them and proclaiming them to be natural and not harmful, and to be actually good, just as they did with homosexuality, and they did with abortion, and that they have done with adultery, and what they've done with fornication. They've let all this into a lot of our churches, and they're accepting it as really no harm. But you see, that's not so. But we have to watch how we handle these things, and handle them the right way, and in the ways of Almighty God. Because we go on here with verse 4 now. It says, who art thou that judgeth another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. 5. One man esteem one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike, that every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. In his own mind. You know, when we look at that one day above another, this along with the diet problem reflects some of the tension that the early church incurred as it brought Jews and Gentiles together in one body. And you know, the church and we can find different things about this in other places, but we're not going to go there right now because we're going to be hitting these other places before too awful long, and we'll get more involved then with them. But they're still letting us know to handle things in the right way, as it tells us tenderly. We're doing it with love and not be harsh about it, and doing it in a prayerful way to get things kind of straightened out. And we know when it comes, it's talking here about the day, regardless not the day to the Lord. And whether we look at it as being the same or not, we know that when we become this born again child of God, that we are to serve Him every day. So the day should not change. We are to serve Him every day. We need to be in His Word every day. We need to be talking to Him in prayer every day. And this is why He had me start this Bible study, because it does put us in His Word every day unless we turn our backs on Him and find things to pull us away from His Word. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. We live, therefore, or die. We are the Lord's. Think about that. And that'll help us to walk maybe a little more in love. And I'm talking about that godly love. I'm not talking about what man considers love to be, but I'm talking about that godly love that we all need to be walking in. And if you are a born-again child of God, you will walk in. Now, 9. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. We know that he is. Now, 10. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And you will. You're going to stand before him the moment you step out of life here and step into eternity. You're going to stand before the judgment seat of the Lord. Now, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. There's no getting out of it. We will all stand before him. We will all have to give account for how we have lived our lives. For those that are the child of God, and have been forgiven, that account has already been taken care of. But you will still stand before him to find out. You are to receive. And where you are to be placed. Whether in his family. And where he wants you. Because you see, we'll all have work there to do. Just like we have work here to do. That so many are not doing here. But if you don't do it here, you won't be given any there. You hear me? We've got the idea that those that are gone on before, they don't know anything about us. But yes, they do. The word lets us know that. The rich man and Lazarus gives us enough to know that they do know. What do you think they are thinking about you now, wherever they are? The rich man died and went to hell. Lazarus died and went to heaven, and as we're told, in the bosom of Abraham. Now, that rich man that was in hell was so tormented that he asked that he could see Lazarus, and he asked for Lazarus to be able to come to him and just dip his finger in water and touch his tongue. He was in that kind of misery that just a wet finger would take away some of the pain. And then when he was told no, that couldn't happen, then he wanted the Lord to send an angel or Lazarus back, really. One from the dead to talk to his brothers to keep them from coming to where he was. You see, he knew what was going on, and he could see and know Lazarus where he was at. We don't stop and think about these things. We will know people that have gone on wherever they are. According to the Word of God. Now, we find out here in 11, for it is written, as I live, that the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. 12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. We were just talking about that. 13. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Always reaching out to everyone we know to lift them up, not put things out there in their way for them to fall. 14. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. you can actually take and make a cup of coffee unclean to you. You can't make it unclean to others. But the moment you declare that coffee to be bad, you can tell someone, you know, you shouldn't drink coffee. It's not good for you. Right then, you made that coffee unclean for yourself. See what I'm saying? This is why we have to be careful in our speech and how we talk. Now, 15. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitable. Destroy not him thy meat for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. Your evil be, or let not your good be evil spoken of. You know, the stronger brother might destroy his testimony. And the stronger brother says his liberty comes from God, but the weaker brother says it comes from Satan. True spirituality is not shown in the manifestation of liberty, but in the manifestation of the Spirit. True liberty may be shown by refining from the exercise of one's liberty. The stronger brother might disrupt the peace of the body, so he should forego his liberty in the entrance of peace in the assembly. If you are stronger, you can be maybe even the strongest there in the assembly of your church. Be careful how you come across. Be careful in how you speak and the things you say, because you can cause others to stumble and fall. Now, are we to speak boldly? Yes, but all in truth and in accordance with the word of Almighty God. Now, 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. 18. For he in these things serveth Christ, is acceptable to God and approved of men. Now, here, 19. Let us therefore follow after the things which makes for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. Always looking to help others. Walk in peace. Walking in the peace of Almighty God. And to do that means that we will be needing to walk in the Spirit of God. Now, because within ourselves, we can't do that. But through the Lord Jesus Christ and the guidance and all and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can. All things are possible through them. Now, 20. For meat destroyeth not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. what you think. And are you eating it in offense? 21. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. And we all know this verse here, that we all know people that don't eat meat. They are what they call themselves vegetarian. But they won't eat no meat at all. Now, if you're eating with them and you've got meat and it's an offense to them, then don't eat that meat in front of them. That's exactly what he's talking about here. Don't do things in front of someone that causes them to be offended, because they will turn against you, and the main thing is they'll turn against what you stand for. And if you are standing for the Lord God, you're going to turn them away from him. They'll tell you. And I've been told by several, I don't want that. I don't want to hear it. They don't even want you talking about it. And I know most of you have heard the same thing. Someone has told you in your lifetime, I don't want to hear that. I don't believe that. Now, 22. Hast thou faith, have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that commendeth not himself in the things which he alloweth. In other words, don't be bragging about what you have. Within yourself. You can let people know, yes, I am a child of God. When I'm dead by the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't do it on my own. Now, 23. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. How are you living your life? The things that you are doing and the way you are living, is it in faith? Because if it's not, it's sin. Ask God to forgive it. And turn away from whatever it is. And then don't go back and do it again. Now, you see, this is what makes the study of God's word so important. And walking straight and right with it. So that the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ will come in and live within you. Because you see, they're not going to live in a place that is not right, that's not clean, that's not pure. No, they are not going to live there. As we read before in the four Gospels, needs to be swept and garnished, clean. All evil gone. from it, from that heart. And it takes Jesus and the Holy Spirit and Almighty God to do that and to get rid of that. Because you see, you can't do it yourself. Only they can clean you up. So fulfill that plan of salvation. Get them into your life. Have it cleaned up so that they will live there with you, fulfilling your needs and helping you to go through this life as a child of the living God. And at the end, you will make heaven your home and spend eternity with them. And we have now come to the end of chapter 14. God willing, this evening at 6 o'clock Eastern time, maybe we can pick up to chapter 15. Today is Thursday. This will be our last day in the New Testament until next week. We will be going back in to finish up the four Gospels. We are in John right now. So let's go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we have closed your word for this morning, we give you thanks for this word, Father, and thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and the day that we can come together to share in thy word and to share our love with each other. And Father, help us to live the life that you want us to live. Not our will be done, but your will be done with our lives. And use us, Father, in great and mighty ways. Never let us sit still, Father, and do nothing, but that we can always work for you according to your will and your way. Now, Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for peace for them. But we also pray, Father, for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And that one day Israel will be known as a land of Jesus. In this land of ours, Father, help us to remove the evil from our leadership, take them from their offices, and to fill those offices, Father, with those that belong to you, that love you, love the Lord Jesus Christ, love your church, your people, and this country. And Father, may they work with us to bring our government and this land to repentance and to put our government back upon the foundation which it was founded, that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with each one of us. Be with us, Father, through this day. Brother Kenny Powers, Brother Dennis Lee, Sister Amy, her husband Tom, her son Jacob, Bobby, and Millie Johnson, James Taylor, myself, and all of our families. We all have family members that are not working, working like Holy Spirit working. Work within all of our families and help to turn them from their evil ways and bring them to the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now be with us. Keep us safe. Bring us back together again at 6 p.m. this evening. Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great, great, great day. And praise the Lord. Give him praise for what you have. And thank him. Every day. At least. Every day. You know, I try to thank him for everything that I have. And everything that I've received. I want them to know I am thankful for it. And that's what we all should do. Have a great one now. And I hope to see you at 6 p.m. Bye-bye now.